This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Walking the pre-dawn streets of New York City this morning, the lights were already on at some of the Irish-themed bars on this St. Patrick's Day. Not to be public radio buzzkills here, but we wanted to take on a serious matter. With heavy drinking comes a higher risk of sexual assault. Now some bars around the country are taking steps to prevent it. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Sarah McCammon reports.
After a long day, maybe you like to unwind with a drink at your favorite watering hole. But especially if you're a woman, sometimes it's not that simple.
I think every woman has had a bad experience, yeah.
Sitting at a bar in downtown Savannah's busy tourist district, Stacy Hill from Thomasville, Georgia, says she's careful when she goes out for a drink.
Well, you know, a woman can't come into a bar and just sit down and drink a beer after a bad day without having, you know, someone hit on them or to hear some comment.
And sadly, the problem goes beyond annoying comments or unwanted attention. Federal health data indicate that alcohol is a factor in as many as half of all incidents of sexual assault.
I'm Tara with Kevin Berry's.
That's why several organizations around the country are looking at ways to prevent assaults before they happen, especially in bars.
If he's a predator and he's looking, he's got his plan out. He's going to test her.
In Savannah, just a few days ahead of the city's St. Patrick's Day festival, the local Rape Crisis Center runs a bar bystander training event at a local pub. Trainer Ron Roberts talks to bartenders and staff about how to know when to call a cab for an intoxicated patron or call security.
One of the bartenders saw a guy drop something in a girl's drink. He ended up getting a drink and dumping it out when the guy wasn't looking. He said, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't. But he also let that girl know. He put something in your drink.
Similar programs are popping up in Arizona, North Carolina, Washington, D.C., and Boston. Gina Scaramella of the Boston Area Rape Crisis Center says keeping customers safe isn't just the right thing to do.
If they are known as a bar that is, you know, respectful to the patrons and seems to care that people are having a good time, then that will come off well for them as a business.
That's one of the reasons Paula Letcher, co-owner of Bar Food in Midtown Savannah, hosted the training session in her bar.
Nobody wants to be a pickup bar or a bar that women get harassed. I mean, for goodness sakes.
Letcher says she tries to foster a relaxed atmosphere where women or men can come for a drink and a quiet conversation. Or, if they prefer, just be left alone. In Savannah, Georgia, I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.